Hi friends, today we are going to learn a wonderful chapter in income tax, and that is profits and gains of business or profession. Now the word is profits and gains. Now, what is the meaning of profit? If we prepare the profit and loss account as per accounting methods or accounting principles, debit side connotes expenses and credit side connotes receipts or incomes, gains or incomes. Now, the difference between credit and debit, this is debit side. The difference between credit and debit is nothing but net profit. Now, this net profit under income tax shall be treated as business income. However, the same net profit cannot be subject to tax because the assessee might have debited certain expenses, certain losses which are not necessary, which are irrelevant for the purposes of business or profession. So, this net profit cannot be for sure said to be the taxable profits under income tax. So, in order to find out the profits, so right now I am on what is profit. So, profit as per profit and loss account and gains of business. Now, what is the meaning of gain? What is the difference between profit and gain? Profit is, you know very well, nothing but the surplus of income over expenses or losses. But why the gain word is also attached with the profit? Because if a company sells something which is not related to the business, core business, such as royalty. Now, this is not a business. The royalty income earned by the company shall be treated not as the profit, but as the gains of business. So, not only profits from transactions, but also gains which arise in the business. By sale of royalty, technical fees, etc., shall also be treated as gains of the business. Now, have you understood the concept of profits and gains? After this, let us understand the meaning of business. What do you mean by business? Business is nothing but business. You are busy. Your time, skill and energy is devoted to a particular activity. And that busyness is nothing but business. Now, children are playing cricket on the road, on the compound, they are busy. Can we say that they are doing business? The answer is no. Because business under income tax means any activity which has been carried on, which has got the, what you call it, element of making profits, the intention. This must be the intention of the business. So, an activity carried on with an intention to make the profit, it is not necessary that you will get the profit. But if the activity has been carried on with an intention to make the profit, that activity shall constitute business of the income. Now, what is business? You will see there is a particular section under section 2 subsection 13 of the Income Tax Act. Under section 2 subsection 13 of the Income Tax Act, business is defined. What do you mean by business? Business means any activity which involves trade, commerce or manufacture. Which involves trade, commerce or manufacture. So, three elements are there in this business. Business is the combination either of trade or of commerce or of manufacture or of everything. That is business. Either it should be a trade or it should be a commerce or it should be a manufacture. Now, what is trade? Now, trade means, in very simple words, a small business with a very small capital, such as a sole proprietary firm doing business in cloth, such as a small businessman doing business in stationery. This is called as trade. Now, what is trade? Trade is nothing but exchange of goods. Trade is nothing but exchange of goods with a price or with a money. I have sold this thing to you 4 rupees 20, and in a year I have sold 1,000 pieces. So, what is my trade? 1000 into 20. Why? Because exchange of goods. I have exchanged my goods with your money. That is called as trade. So, trade means exchange of goods with a price. So, trade means exchange of goods with a price. You pay money and purchase the goods. The person who sells the goods is called as trader. But trade involves a very small platform. Now, what is commerce? Commerce is nothing but an extension of trade which involves huge capital and huge area of operation. Now, say a company which is producing software, is it a trader? The answer is no. Is it involved in commerce? The answer is yes. The company is providing technical assistance. The company is providing computer programs. So, this is called as trade. Bank, you take State Bank of India. Can the State Bank of India be treated as a trader? The answer is no. The State Bank of India can be treated as a commercial transaction, commercial activity, hub of commercial activity. It has got many branches at many places in many countries. But still, the profit of that State Bank of India shall be taxable under the head profits and gains of business because it is doing commercial activity. So, dear friends, what is the difference between trade and commerce? Commerce is nothing but not only involves sale of goods and services, but it involves many facets of the commercial transactions at a large scale. That's why it is called as commerce. So, business includes trade, commerce, or manufacture. Now, what is manufacturing activity? If you will see section 2 subsection 29 BA of the Income Tax Act, manufacturing is defined that any change in the non-living thing is a manufacturer. I purchase this plastic material, and out of that I manufacture the marker. I have converted plastic into marker with the process, with the system, with machines. This is called as manufacture. So whether it is a trade, whether it is a commerce, or whether it is a manufacture, everything shall be treated as business under income tax, under section 2, subsection 13 of the Income Tax Act. This is how precisely we understand the concept of business. Now, after understanding this, let me move to a different aspect. Now, this is how we understand the concept of business. But there is another word, business or profession. Now, if a person is not doing business, but if a person is a professional, now what is profession? Profession means an expert knowledge, the critical bent of the mind, the intelligent application of the mind with a specialized skill is a profession. Now you can't say that a doctor is a trader or a commerce or manufacturer. The doctor is nothing but a professional, because this is out of his intelligent application of the mind plus skill. So professional means, or profession means, something which is not business, which is a type of service. Now, who are the professionals? The professionals may be lawyers, chartered accountants, advocates, doctors, film artists, and so many other persons, interior decorators, video camera shooters. They are professionals, because they have got expert knowledge. They have got expert knowledge with expert handling. That's why they are called as professionals. And as the society grows, as the nation grows, the professional activities also grow. You will not find many professionals in undeveloped countries, but you will find many, many professionals in developed countries. So professional means any person who applies his mind and skill with a knowledge and earns money, that is called as professional. Profession or professional. Now profession is defined under section 2, subsection 36 of the Income Tax Act. Income Tax Act defines profession as under section 2, subsection 36. This section says that profession includes vocation. That's it. Profession includes vocation. Now, what is vocation? Vocation means you are doing that activity out of your passion, out of your love for that activity, but simultaneously you are also making money out of it. Let us take an example. I am the collector of old coins. This is my hobby, to collect old coins. Now I collected, say, 25 coins of 18th century. When I started collecting it, it was not my hobby. Now somebody wants it, then this will be treated as my vocation, and I sell it regularly. then this will be treated as my vocation, and this vocation shall also be taxable under the head profits and gains of business or profession. So profession not only includes the profession, but also includes the vocation. I am a stamp collector, and I got an album of old stamps, and I sell it. That amount shall be treated as my vocation. And since it is a vocation, it shall be taxable. I am a religious or spiritual guru. I have my business, and after my business, I give discourses. And I earn money out of it. I do not do it for money, but I earn it. It shall be treated as vocation. Because you are doing that activity not with an intention to make the profit, but profits are generated. Your disciples give you. Then this amount, this will be also be treated as vocation, whether it is profession, whether it is vocation, whether it is business, shall be taxable under the head profits and gains of business or profession. This is how the central idea is there. Now, having explained to you the concepts of business, which includes trade, commerce or manufacture, the concept of profession, which includes intelligent application of the mind with the skill, the concept of vocation, which includes the income earned out of doing an activity with a passion. Now I am going to start. What are the items which can be treated as the part of business income? This is explained. Now I will tell you what can be treated as business income. What can be treated as business income? Now suppose Mr. A has got two businesses. Business 1 and business 2, B1 and B2. Now business 1, there is a profit of 10 lakhs rupees in a year. And business 2, there is a loss of 2 lakhs rupees. Now the income from business and profession shall be, what do you call it, 8 lakhs rupees. 10 minus 2. So any profits and gains arising out of any business, there may be 1, there may be 2, there may be 3, there may be 10, that shall be, what you call it, treated as business income. So this is how we have to understand the concept of what you call business income. Now second item, I tell you that if I earn income by way of exports, export my goods to other countries and earn the profit of 50 lakhs rupees, is it a business income? Yes, it is a business income and it shall be taxable, provided my undertaking is not in SEZ areas. If my undertaking is in SEZ areas, then it will not be taxable, the profits will be exempt for certain years. But if my undertaking is not in SEZ areas, it shall be taxable. So, exports in profits shall also be taxable. Now, take an example. I export goods from India to USA and I earn 50 lakhs rupees profit. Shall this 50 lakhs rupees profit be taxable in India or in USA because the goods have been exported to USA? The answer is, this shall be taxable in India because the generation of the income, the person is in India. So export profit shall also be taxable in India. I am trying to tell you that profits or business also includes the profits earned through exports. Now, let us take another example. I have an export license. Or say import license, sorry. Now, I sell this license for rupees 5 lakhs. I have just handed over the documents, that is a license, because license is a permission. So I have sent this license, I have sold this license to Mr. A for rupees 5 lakhs. I have not done anything. I have not exported it. I have not imported. The license, the document has been exchanged with a price, 5 lakhs rupees. Now the question arises, shall this 5 lakhs rupees be treated as my income? The answer is yes. Even the import license shall be treated as income under section 28, what do you call it, section 28, 3A of the Income Tax Act. So, business not only includes trade, commerce or manufacture, but business also includes trade or commerce by way of export, by way of selling the import license, by way of selling the export entitlement scheme, etc., etc. Now, I'll tell you a very important thing. I am a dealer in a, what do you call it, I am dealer of a very good company, say mobile phones, and that mobile phone company has given me a target. I am a dealer, that if you make the if you sell 100 crores of rupees mobile phones in a year, we will give you a motor car as a what do you call incentive. The company has given me the target of 100 crores. And if I achieve this target in 1 year, this is the sales target. And if I achieve this target in 1 year, then the company will give me a motor car. The cost of the motor car is 10 lakhs rupees. The profit from my business, dealership business, is rupees 8 lakhs. Now the question arises, the company has given me the motor car, on achieving the sales target of 100 crores, my own profit as per my profit and loss account of the dealership business is 8 lakhs. Now, shall this 10 lakhs rupees motor car, shall it also be treated as business income? The answer is yes. The motor car which I received as a gift or as an incentive from my principal company shall also be taxable in my hands. So I will be liable to pay, my business income shall be 18 lakhs, that is 10 plus 8, that is 18 lakhs will be subject to tax in my hands. So this is how we have to understand the concept of business income. Again, I will tell you the most important thing, that if I am a partner, I am a partner in say A and company, and the partnership firm gives me salary, the partnership firm gives me interest on my capital. Now, salary, you know, we have learned in another chapter that salary is nothing but if the amount is received from the employer by virtue of the relationship of employer and employee, that is a master or servant, then that amount shall be taxable under the head salary. But here is a different issue. Mr. A is a partner in A and company, and Mr. A is working actively in the A and company, and A and company, which is a partnership firm, which gives to Mr. A salary of rupees 5 lakhs rupees in a year per annum, and interest of rupees 2 lakhs per annum. own capital contributed by Mr. A. Now the question arises, shall this salary received from the firm be taxable under the head salary income, or shall it be taxable under their business or profession? The salary, commission, interest on capital shall be treated as the business income in the hands of Mr. A. This is something different, because if you will see a particular section called section 2 subsection 23 of the Income Tax Act, there is no difference between a partner, partnership and a firm. The partner cannot be treated as an employee of the firm. That's why the salary received by the partner for working in the firm as a working partner shall be treated, shall be taxable in the hands of that partner, not as salary income, but as in profits and gains of business or profession. This is how we have to understand. I want to ask you another question. Mr. X is a doctor and he has performed a wonderful surgery and the patient is all right. Now he charges his fees, rupees 2 lakhs, doctor charges his fees. But the patient is so happy that over and above his fees, the patient gives him a gift of, say, silver utensil worth rupees 1 lakh. Now, question arises, shall the gift given by the patient to the doctor, which the doctor did not ask, shall this gift also be treated as a business income or professional income? The answer is yes. It shall be treated in the hands of doctor. The amount, the value of that gift shall be added, for which value? Market value of the gift shall be added in the hands of the doctor as his business income. So can we say that if the gifts have also been received by virtue of exercising of the business or profession, because there is a connection between the gift and the profession, there is a connection between the gift and the business, when there is a correlation, when there is a nexus, when there is a connection between the business or profession and the gift, then that amount must be treated under that business or profession. Is that clear? So this is how we have to understand the concept of business or profession.